He presented the strengths of the Cambodian genocide survivor. He was a witness of history, and that is Vanan.
Where do you think he got his strength to be a witness to history when he could have just stayed silent with his grief?
I think that, you know, it's when once being dehumanized, I mean, nothing else you want to become a person. And then also the perpetrator are still walking free around in this country. And that, I think, was the source of his strength. For him, it's recent. It's not history. Those lines are still there. The bloodstain is still there. His prison cell is still there. His prison chief is still there. The person who tortured him is still there. I mean, how can you be silent? And especially when you're being dehumanized, it is more than anything else. As a human being, you want to become a person. I think that would not want the most, to become a free man, to become a person.
And do you think that he did?
I think that he fought his battle, and I think that he lived long enough to see a tribunal being established, and he chose not to become a civil party. He understand that justice is about the future. He understand that this is the millions of victims who also suffer by the Khmer Rouge. He fought, and he somehow won his battle, even though he does not live long enough to see the final judgment, but it's long enough to see the being convicted. And I think that you can feel a sense of peace, you know, when you speak to him since then. You can feel a sense of internal peace.
How important do you think it was for society, for Van Nath, to speak so openly and to paint the pictures of his torture and the torture of other Cambodians?
I think that it helps us to know ourselves, to embrace part of us so that we can be a complete person. It's very difficult for all of us to talk about this, to face this, but after so many years, you know, we can no longer escape our own shadow. It's part of us. It's our memory. And we're not helping to reconstruct our memory in a precise way so that we can deal with the past.
Yeah, and he was actually quite well known for his memory and for being able to recall scenes from his own experiences, scenes from the past. And I would imagine that for a younger generation that never lived during the Khmer Rouge and cannot even imagine it, his pictures are just absolutely critical to establishing that reality, that it happened.
I think when it comes to healing, you need art. And he, fortunately, has such a talented, and that helped him tremendously to heal. I mean, for other who doesn't have such a talented would find it difficult to confront the past. And, you know, when it comes to healing, I mean, you know, when you talk about justice, you talk about the court. You know, when you talk about preventing, you're talking about education, you know, teaching the younger generation and kids and so forth. But when it comes to healing, you need art.